You're listening to episode 16 of High School Counseling Conversations, three ideas to consider before starting a school counseling advisory council. Before we get started, I just wanted to give a shout out to Monica, who is at Ganina Ramirez on Instagram. She sent me a DM about the podcast. She said, "I've been listening to all of your podcasts while I go to work in the morning, and it's the best. I even listen to some of them more than once because I like to hear it for inspiration. It makes me feel like I'm part of a community, and it's very validating to hear." When Monica sent me this, I told her it made my night. I just never know who is out there listening. So when y'all send a DM or leave a review, it just absolutely makes my heart sing. I do hope that y'all are finding inspiration and practical, actionable ideas to incorporate into your high school counseling programs. Thanks, Monica, and thanks to those who have been listening and enjoying the podcast. My first experience with school counseling advisory councils was the year my team decided we were going to start getting things together for RAMP. Side note, if you don't know what RAMP is the process for becoming a recognized ASCA model program. It's a big deal because it's a ton of work, and we could probably talk about that on another episode in the future. But back to advisory councils. Advisory councils felt really daunting because what even is an advisory council? Like, at that point, we had no idea. If we've survived this long without it, did we even need it? Our school already had a school improvement council, PTSA stuff, faculty meetings. Why did we need one more meeting and one more thing? On everyone's plate at that. We wondered if we were about to create more work for ourselves when we couldn't even keep up with the work that was in front of us. And I'll be the first to admit, we really wanted to just piggyback off of one of those other meetings. It felt like we could just use the same people at one of those meetings to have our meeting too, right? Why not? This week on High School Counseling Conversations, we're talking about three ideas to consider before starting a school counseling advisory council. And maybe what I mean by that is why you should start one or some of the benefits of it. Really, I'm here to convince you that you need to have one because I knew that I needed some convincing before I got started too. Then, spoiler alert, it became one of my favorite parts of our comprehensive high school counseling program. So let's get to it. High School Counseling Conversations is a podcast where we talk about exactly that. A casual potpourri of school counseling topics intended to grow us as school counselors, but also give us space to enjoy each other's company. I'm Lauren from Counselor Click, and I'm sharing my experiences and perspectives as a high school counselor. No topic is off limits, and I'm certain we'll cover it all. I'm your high school counseling hype girl, here to help you energize your school counseling program and remind you of how much you love your job. Whether you're just getting your feet wet as an intern or you're nearing retirement, you'll feel like you're just popping in to catch up with your school counseling bestie. Let's go. Idea number one, people are willing to be a part of something that inspires change for the better. Something that held all of us back on my team was this idea that no one will want to be a part of this. It's one more thing. These people would have to wake up early. They get nothing out of this. And you have got to kick those lies to the curb. We always hosted ours in the mornings because, one, that time seemed convenient for all of our members and our own team, and two, it felt like a bit of a kinder ask when we could offer some light breakfast, though I'm pretty sure they would have come whether we provided mini donuts or not. I'm not saying bribe the people, but maybe I'm saying bribe the people. Okay, but for real. The people we asked to be a part of our advisory council did not show up because we had anything big and great to offer them. Part of me still wonders how people were committed to something like this, but the only reason I can really drill down and think is that I really believe that people are willing to be part of something that inspires change for the better. I guess it's all about seeing the good, right? It's hard to imagine that people would give their time like that, but I'm here to tell you, they do, and they will. Don't let the roadblock of no one will show up stop you from doing your advisory council thing. Build it, and they will come. I'm going to walk you through some specific stakeholders that I'd recommend inviting to yours so you can start brainstorming who to invite before you get yours off the ground. We invited the same people to come for the entire year's worth of advisory councils, and I'm talking 2 to 3 meetings. You're allowed to be strategic about the people you invite to be part of this. In next week's episode, I'm going to tell you about 10 very specific key stakeholders I recommend inviting to your advisory council. Without getting too much in the weeds, I'll tell you right now. We were looking for diverse representation, unique viewpoints, and overlap. And I'll tell you more about what I mean about those in next week's episode. Right now, start dreaming of key players that you want to get around a table in a room to give you honest feedback on your high school counseling program. We'll talk more specifics on who these stakeholders are in next week's episode. Just know that having the right people in the room will cause the momentum you need to move your school counseling program in the right direction. And that is such a good thing. If you're liking listening to these shorter podcast episodes, consider getting on the waitlist for the CLIC Collaborative, my high school counseling membership. Each month, we do a deep dive into a high school counseling topic with a longer, live teaching component, among a lot of other things. This month, I'm walking through how to run a school counseling advisory program from beginning to end of the year and from beginning to end of your meetings. Our longer teachings inside are always super practical, taking an idea and breaking it down into an easy-to-implement, step-by-step application so that you can see immediate growth and change in your high school counseling program. Doors will open to the CLIC Collaborative membership for high school counselors again in August 2022. We only open this twice a year, so I want to plant the seed for you now to stay up to date. Don't miss it. Go to clickcollab.com to put your name on the wait list. That's CLIQUECOLLAB.com to get your name on that wait list. Let's go back to the show. Moving on to idea number two to consider before starting a school counseling advisory council. Stakeholders' perspectives of your program will change. Know this. Get excited for this. Use this to your advantage. This is a major benefit of putting the work in to run an advisory council. We spend so much of our time being public relations specialists. Am I right? We manage so much information, but it's hard to make sure that all the people are hearing all the information. I can think of so many times that the parents in our advisory councils were blown away because they didn't realize all the opportunities that we were putting in front of students because they didn't know where to look for it. Or when students didn't know about small groups or college workshops we were offering because our announcements were just stale and falling flat on their ears. Consider this before you pick who to invite to your meetings. When you have the right stakeholders around your table, they will take your mission and your vision and spread it farther than you will ever be able to. You'll have the opportunity to turn a bunch of lukewarm stakeholders into raving fans by inviting them in to be a part of what you're doing. Raving fans of your high school counseling program will be the best PR you could ever dream up. If you can use your advisory council to equip people to walk away more knowledgeable about your program and what it offers your school, your students, and your community, you'll have done your job. These meetings are the perfect place to share innovative things that you're doing, but also to see and find gaps and start coming up with ways to fill those gaps. Data will be a huge piece to changing the perspectives for the better, and advisory councils are the perfect place to show off what you've been doing or what you plan to do. Lastly, let's move on to idea number three to consider before you start your high school counseling advisory council for your school counseling program. Receive constructive criticism with grace and understanding and let it drive your program. Feedback can be tough to hear. Of course, it needs to come from the right person in order for it to be valid, but I'm assuming that if you're deciding that a person's opinion is valuable enough to be in this room, that you're also deciding that their opinion is valuable to the direction of your school counseling program. It's time to embrace the constructive criticism, or at least gear up for it. Create a culture in these meetings that opens doors to this kind of conversation. It really might be awkward at first, or it might sting a little bit, especially if you were in charge of the thing that you're receiving feedback on. But just like you do when you're in any counseling situation, practice listening more than you speak. Give others the floor to share their viewpoint or how they've interpreted a service or lack thereof from your department, and this can be really impactful. I remember a specific time when a student athlete spoke up in one of our advisory councils and he expressed a need that he felt like we were not meeting. He said he felt like athletes were needing more help from their counselors. My first instinct was to jump in with all the things we were already doing. But then I realized this is why we're here. We're here to listen to the feedback. I'm so glad that he shared that. We had actionable steps that day while working with our athletic director to start incorporating into our programming for our entire student body. You will not improve without removing your blinders to see your own weak spots. Consider the possibilities of being open to suggestions, even if, quote, we've always done it this way, or they've always done it that way. The voices in this room or around this table are committing their time and energy and honesty to improving your program. Because you asked for their opinion to begin with. Don't forget that. Let them have their space to do it and respond in graciousness and humility. I hope these three ideas gave you something to consider before diving into advisory councils. Let's recap again to keep them fresh on your mind. Idea number one, people are willing to be a part of something that inspires change. Allow them to do so. Create a space for their input and valuable feedback for the betterment of your high school counseling program. Idea number two, stakeholders' perspectives of your program will change. This is good. No, it is a great thing. When you're strategic about who you invite to this team, your PR efforts will be multiplied. And idea number three, brace yourself to receive constructive criticism with grace and understanding, and then let that drive your program. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I hope you'll find some inspiration to consider an advisory council, at least to start off your next school year. If you've been enjoying the podcast like Monica, who got a shout out at the beginning of this episode, head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star review. I'd love to read more reviews and give another shout out to a high school counselor listener. As soon as you're done listening today, head over and leave that review so you don't forget. It helps other high school counselors just like you get connected to high school counseling conversations. I'll see you next week. Thanks for listening to today's episode of High School Counseling Conversations. All of the links I talked about today can be found in the show notes and also at counselorclick.com/podcast. Be sure to hit follow or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast so that you never miss a new episode. Connect with me over on Instagram. Send me a DM at Counselor Click. That's CLIQUE. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. I'll see you next time.